Bill O'Reilly here. Friday, June 4th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. First up, Democrats and Republicans clash over new voting laws. Progressives in Texas denying Republicans a final vote on legislation that would tighten election rules in the Lone Star State. The bill would ban 24-hour voting, places restrictions on absentee ballots, you have to ask for one, and creates panels of supervisors to watch poll workers on Election Day. Governor Abbott says the law is necessary to ensure, quote, election integrity. But Democrats say the new law is designed to suppress minority votes. Now, I don't see it. I can't figure it out. It looks to me like standards are across the board for everybody in Texas. President Biden has named Vice President Harris to lead efforts to block similar voting reform. You may remember the president also put Ms. Harris in charge of the border chaos. How is that working out, as Sarah Palin once said? Next, the USA slowly recovering from COVID. The Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta releasing updated stats on states with the lowest vaccination rates. The Deep South at the bottom of the list, less than 30% of people in Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana have received the vax. New England, the most inoculated, 55% of the population there now protected. 6 in 10 adults across the country have received at least one injection. The White House hopes to get that figure up to 70% by the 4th of July, and that should happen. Finally, Americans bracing for a violent summer as crime spikes all over the USA. Murders last year rose by 30% in all 50 states. That's the average, 30%. That figure already up another 24% this year, 2021. That's thousands and thousands of dead people. Homicides and shootings jumping double digits in New York, Chicago, New Orleans, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Miami, and on and on and on and on. At least 70 Americans were killed by guns over the past Memorial Day weekend, including 9 in Baltimore, 10 in Houston. Criminologists at the FBI believe the country will witness 20,000 homicides by the end of this year, a colossal jump from last year. Why? Progressive mayors and prosecutors no longer enforce the law. That's why. Coming up, the message of the day. Listeners, sound off. Right back. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to Marietta, who is in Casper, Wyoming. O'Reilly, I'm convinced there are folks who would happily wear the masks indefinitely. They have become a way of life for some. No worries, Marietta, as they say in Australia. I don't care whether anybody wears a mask. It doesn't bother me. All right. Just don't tell me that I have to wear a mask when the state I live in, New York, has lifted the mask mandate. So if you're a private business, you have a right to tell me you can't come in here without a mask. And I have a right to tell you I'm taking my business elsewhere, which I do. And by the way, the pastor of my Catholic church is demanding that everybody wear a mask in church, even though the church is social distance now. I mean, there's only 3 or 4 people in a pew. I'm going to another church, not another faith, but another Catholic church. I'm not going to do this. Tim in Hermosa Beach, California. It's obvious that COVID came from a lab. Question now is, did China unleash this on the world? We need answers, and you'll never get them, Tim. You will never get answers to that question because the Chinese government in Beijing controls the information flow out of that country. This is what fascism and totalitarianism and communism is all about. So you can jump up and down, Tim, all day long and say, I want answers about COVID in China, and you are not going to get them. That government will lie and block any meaningful investigation. Let's go to John Kay, who is in Bangor, Maine. Hey, Bill, you recently put things in perspective when you gave the stats on Chicago black deaths compared to the Tulsa massacre. If you consider all black murders in the inner cities, then it's an incredible massacre going on across the USA. Absolutely right. So I think the stat we cited was tens of thousands of murders in Chicago of African Americans, most committed by other African Americans. Yet President Biden didn't visit Chicago. He could have easily done that after his speech in Tulsa, got on Air Force One, flew up to Chicago and say, we're going to stop this carnage. Because it is. It's ridiculous. It's been going on for decades in Chicago. Innocent black people being shot down in the street. Who's going to stop that? Not Joe Biden, apparently. Greg is in Waldwick, New Jersey. I would like to watch a few John Wayne movies. Do you have some top picks, O'Reilly? So we did a happy birthday, John Wayne, one of the most charismatic actors ever. The two best Wayne movies are True Grit, where he won an Academy Award, and his last film, The Shootist, which is my favorite. An excellent, excellent movie. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. Please go to BillO'Reilly.com for honest news analysis. And please check out my new book, Killing the Mob. You will like it. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. In April 1960, singer Sam Cooke released a single called Wonderful World. The main lyric went like this. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took. Now, I could do an imitation of Sam Cooke, but I would be mocked from coast to coast. Anyway, if you are looking to learn a little history now, you should pick up one of my killing books. With 18 million copies in print, it is now the most successful nonfiction book series of all time. The first one was back in 2011, 10 years ago, Killing Lincoln. Sold about 3 million copies, still in print, and it tells the truth about why Abraham Lincoln was really assassinated. There is a woman involved. Then the next year, Killing Kennedy, the truth about JFK's assassination. Followed by Killing Jesus in 2013. Now, that was the most difficult book to write because it's all history, and we had to dig it out from the Jewish annals and the Roman documents. No theology in this book, just history. Then Killing Patton, was the general murdered? We think so. Followed by Killing Reagan. The president was almost murdered, and it deeply affected him. Killing the Rising Sun came out in 2016, 5 years ago. That is the cold truth about the A-bomb. Then Killing England, how we really earned our freedom, a harrowing tale you will never hear in any classroom. 2018, Killing the SS, a hard look at pure evil. Last year, Killing Crazy Horse, the facts and the truth about the Native American wars, no spin. This is one of my favorite books because I didn't know any of this. And of course, right now, Killing the Mob, a massive bestseller, which tells you how powerful organized crime was and is in the USA. So this summer, Learn a little history and have a lot of fun doing so. Check out the Killing series. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.